Welcome to Update One, the new podcast from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Kempin. Each show, we'll discuss various topics, including news, politics, entertainment, and sports. You'll hear it all on Update One. The Press Club has honored NBC's Andrea Mitchell as the 2013 winner of the club's Fourth Estate Award. It recognizes a journalist's career contributions. Mitchell received the award at a dinner recognizing her achievements.
She's given us a body of work that has earned her our respect and this year's Fourth Estate Award. Please join me in welcoming tonight's honoree, Andrea Mitchell.
That's Press Club President Angela Greiling-Keene with the introduction. Mitchell admitted she was overwhelmed and speechless as she talked about what it means to be selected as the 41st winner of the Fourth Estate Award.
First of all, this is so meaningful because of whom you have honored in the past, starting with Walter Cronkite. I mean, when you think about that, it is so meaningful because of Tom Brokaw and Jim Lehrer and Christiane Amanpour and Bob Woodward. It's humbling to think about the extraordinary range of the past honorees, their achievements, giants like Cronkite. Cronkite, whom I watched along with Huntley and Brinkley as a child and as someone who loved news and devoured newspapers.
Mitchell then thanked the many people she credits for her success.
Being singled out and honored by my peers, by this organization, is incredibly meaningful. It's all the more embarrassing because we all know that television news, perhaps more than any other form of journalism, is a team sport. Ken talked about me. I'm here because of all of my colleagues at these NBC tables. I'm here because of Ken. I'm here because of Antoine, his predecessor, my bureau chief. I'm here because of Gordon Peterson, who saw something in me when Jim Snyder, the late great news director, brought me to Channel 9 from Philadelphia. And when Gordon Peterson and Maureen Bunyan mentored me and all of the great anchors and reporters and editors at Channel 9 who worked for Jim Snyder. And just look at some of the reporters who came out of that wonderful newsroom on Brandywine. And then Sid Davis bringing me to NBC and giving me the chance. So it is a team effort. My incredible colleagues at NBC News and MSNBC are really too numerous to name, but particularly Albert Auchin at Nightly News and Oliver Cox and Jen Suazo and Sabrata Day and Matt Pitzer and my partner in crime, Michelle Perry, who gets me through it all every day. The people who have permitted me the privilege of reporting for NBC, morning, news, noon and night, whatever, and to have a program as Chuck and I do, to have an hour on MSNBC, to do politics and foreign policy and really cover the Hill and cover the State Department, and to have that opportunity and to have our political director, Chuck, who is the best in the business and such a friend and pal and compatriot. I am really the luckiest woman in the world. And to be part of the Gridiron Club, I mean, that is a different experience completely. That has taught me how to be humble, how to be humiliated, how to wear a bear suit. How to wear, most recently, leather and chains and be a motorcycle chick, as improbable as that might seem.
Andrea Mitchell began her career 45 years ago, and she discussed some of the changes that have occurred in the broadcast industry since then.
This is a transformational process, and we are all coping and learning and struggling with it, and sometimes winning and sometimes not. I mean, I go back 45 years. The old Ampex reel-to-reel tape recorders that we carried on our shoulders for radio. The film that had to be processed, we called it putting it in the soup, and then strung up and then sliced together spliced together. The Olivetti, do you remember the blue Olivetti typewriters? Al, Judy, I miss those typewriters. We carried them on the campaign trail. And we had walkie-talkies, yes we did. Covering the Reagan White House, we had walkie-talkies. And that's how we communicated on the road. There were no cell phones. And then we got cell phones. They were about as big as a shoebox. Then we got out on the road with Bill Clinton on the bus tours. Richard Strauss is here. He remembers that very well. We did that first bus tour. We left Madison Square Garden. We had these cell phones. They didn't often work. We had very primitive Basies computers. They didn't often work either. We had a Winnebago. So in the Winnebago was my producer, Carol Ann Mears, and the best tape editor, because we didn't feed things back and have them edited back. We edited in the field. So we had folding chairs. I guess workplace safety was not such a big issue. We left Madison Square Garden and headed down the New Jersey Turnpike with the newly nominated Clinton-Gore team. And Carol Ann and I were on folding chairs with Wayne Dennis, screening tape from the campaign rally. And the folding chairs are going back and forth. It was our version of twerking, I think. And sometimes the phone would work, sometimes the computer would work, sometimes it didn't. And the only thing we didn't think about in our Winnebago following the bus, and I was on the bus on the walkie-talkie with Carol Ann, and I would say, check out this time code and take a look at this picture, and she's starting to edit the piece. And the next rally was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at an RCA plant at 5:30. We go on the air at 6:30, and this was the first campaign stop with the new team. And the only thing that we didn't think about, going down the New Jersey Turnpike from Madison Square Garden, was gasoline. We ran out of gas. We could not edit that spot. And we were in an RCA plant, of all things. And we used to work for RCA. They used to own NBC. And we ended up having to use the piece that was put together by KYW Television, the local NBC station, the one I had graduated from. And we somehow got on the air. It was one of the worst crash landings we've ever had.
Mitchell also mentioned her bout with cancer 2 years ago, the people who helped her beat the disease, and how her job played an important role in her recovery.
With the love and support of my incredible husband, my doctors, and my NBC family, I got through it stronger than ever. But only because of a lot of you in this room was I able to do that. And only because of you at those tables there and here am I here tonight. Only because of Steve Kappas and Brian Williams and Phil Griffin and Mark Lukasiewicz and Yvette Miley am I here, because they had the faith that I could come back and cover the 2012 campaign, which was my passion. I would have been shattered had they told me I could not cover that campaign. And I don't think my recovery would have been as rapid or complete if I had not been able to do what I love most. Doing the work that I love has been the best medicine. And for that, I am eternally grateful to NBC, to this family of newsmen and women, for your faith, for continuing to have faith in me, and for the love and support that I have from Alan. I am truly the luckiest person in the world for sharing this incredible journey. Thank you all so very much.
That's NBC's Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Andrea Mitchell, the 2013 winner of the Press Club's Fourth Estate Award. What is the impact of the federal government shutdown, both for Americans and corporate America? That's the topic of the next Update One. For more information about the upcoming podcast, or to offer feedback on this podcast, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/PressClubDC or on Twitter at PressClubDC. You also can join the National Press Club group on LinkedIn. I'm Mike Hempen. Thanks for listening to Update 1.